Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington here on this May 29th, this Friday evening. Very rainy, messy day here in Washington. I am actually glad to be here with you folks, because if I had not woken up about 5 minutes ago, I would not be doing this show live. I just lay down. The next thing I know, I was asleep, so I guess I needed it. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, we are live, as I say, here tonight, and going to have a few comments about a variety of things, and then we will eventually get around to the phones, so you'll bear with me. You know the number here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, well, first of all, I was delinquent in not mentioning this last week, but my dear friend in Japan, Dr. Ryu Ota, died recently. Dr. Ota hosted me in Japan several years ago, arranged for the publication of my book, Final Judgment, in Japanese, and also published my book, The High Priests of War, in Japanese. Dr. Ota was an interesting fellow in many, many ways. He died after a long illness. He's an older gentleman. I think he was 79, I believe. He started out as a Trotskyite, folks. Started out as a Trotskyite, but abandoned that hellish philosophy, and came full circle to being a hardline Japanese nationalist. And a very proud one, proud of Japanese culture, proud of Japanese tradition, dedicated to preserving that culture and tradition and protecting the Japanese people, the Japanese nation, from the advances of the New World Order. Dr. Ota was also a very kind sponsor for our mutual friend Eustace Mullins, and he had Eustace visit in Japan at least twice that I can think of, possibly more times than that. Consequently, Eustace is pretty well known among the Japanese nationalists, as well he should be. But in any case, it was through the good offices of Ryu Ota that Eustace got to go to Japan, and likewise with myself. Very, very interesting, although Dr. Ota did not speak a word of English, nor do I speak a word of Japanese. We had our translator, very lovely lady named Grace Ecky, and while Dr. Ota and I would be having discussions, it was very, very interesting, because even though we spoke in entirely different languages, we understood one another and often could, what's the word, we kind of understood what the other person was saying in his other language even before the translation had come through. Well, maybe some of you might be saying, well, great minds think alike. I even said that to Dr. Ota. But in any case, it was a great loss. Great loss. He was a good man and did a lot of good work. He was also a very strong supporter of animal rights. I have to mention that because, you know, I'm a fan of our four-legged friends, and I suppose I might be called an advocate of animals' rights as well. In any case, farewell to Ryu Ota, a good man, a very, very good man. Sympathies will go out to his many friends and to his family in Japan. Okay, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, a few more comments about a variety of things, and then try to get around to the phones. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today. 1-800-6- Lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea, but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, which, of course, is headquarters here on Capitol Hill of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press, the website, that is, at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. Well, it had to happen. It had to happen, folks. That dealy bobber who postures as a human being, Eric Hufschmidt, has finally had the final big breakup, it seems, with his longtime daily confidant, Christopher Kinkster Balloon, Christopher Balloon. The two are trading charges and countercharges against one another, saying they taught each other everything the other person knows about everything that they need to know anything about, and that both of them are saying that one another are probably Zionist agents or this and that, such and such. Funny thing is, I predicted this a long, long time ago and got a lot of grief for it. Oh, well, good riddance. Good riddance to those two and their partner in crime, Helya Brand Kaskel. The troublesome threesome, and when I say threesome, I mean threesome in more ways than one. Okay. Got an interesting email from one of our listeners who, yes, he's Jewish, and a very big critic of Judaism and Zionism and Israel. Interesting guy. I've mentioned him before in this program, read you some of his emails. And he made a point, and he's absolutely right. He said that that I seldom mention the Federal Reserve in this program. And as he points out, the Federal Reserve is the very locus of Jewish power, if not only in the United States, in the entire world, because obviously it's a control, it controls the money system. And, you know, it's very, very interesting, folks. He's absolutely right. I got to thinking about it. I'll bet you I've probably never said the term Federal Reserve or Federal Reserve System maybe more than 100 times in all the broadcasts that I've done. Part of the reason for that is that I don't consider, I shouldn't even say I don't consider myself, I'm not very well versed in economics, and I can't discuss the money issue intelligently. So, you know, it's one of those things that's best left to the experts. But let's face the fact that, yes, indeed, this, the Federal Reserve is this center of Jewish money, and from this center of Jewish money, these international financial houses that control the Federal Reserve, and yes, they are Jewish, ladies and gentlemen, yes, through this money machine, they generate the resources that makes it possible for them to grab control of all the major networks, all the major news magazines, all the major newspapers. It's kind of interesting. I'll tell you a story about the Federal Reserve and my relationship, so to speak, to the Federal Reserve. Back in 1976, I first heard about Liberty Lobby, then publisher of the Spotlight. And I wrote to Liberty Lobby and asked them to send me a sample copy of the Spotlight. Well, I was delighted when dear June Main, one of the staffers there, sent me a whole big package of back issues of the Spotlight and some of its special reports on a variety of issues. Remember even a flyer in there about the matter of secret federal executive orders. The Spotlight was writing about that back in the 1970s. But in any case, I opened up that issue of the Spotlight, and I was delighted because the Spotlight was hardline anti-Zionist, and I was already by that point very tuned into that issue. So I certainly liked that, and that was one of the things that attracted me to Liberty Lobby in the first place, Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight. And I started flipping through, looking at some of the articles in the paper, and I saw this article about the Federal Reserve. And it was pretty clear that the Spotlight did not like the Federal Reserve. And I remember thinking, well, that's rather quirky. That's rather cranky. That's rather peculiar. I just couldn't imagine what the problem was with the Federal Reserve. I mean, after all, isn't the Federal Reserve the federal agency that prints America's money? Well, I started reading about the Federal Reserve, and then I realized what it was all about. But, you know, as I've told, and I've told this story many, many times to many people, that's probably the reaction of most of your friends and family when you start talking about the Federal Reserve. Certainly was my reaction, and I was a little bit more tuned in politically than, or I should say I was a little bit more, I was a whole hell of a lot more tuned in politically, even at 16 years old, than most Americans of any age. But needless to say, this thing we call the Federal Reserve, and there ain't nothing federal about it, this thing we call the Federal Reserve is very much at the center of our problems in this country today. And you know, the good thing is, I'll tell you what, back in the 1990s, I guess it was, there was some member of Congress who introduced a bill to audit the Fed. And you know, usually these bills never went anywhere. But I said to myself, you know, this is a good issue for Liberty Lobby to jump on. And in fact, Liberty Lobby did jump on the issue. Liberty Lobby began an extensive campaign, direct mail, other forms of communication, getting the word out to people. We put up a special supplement, Let's Audit the Fed. And we even hired a veteran lobbyist named Clinton Ray Miller to actually work Capitol Hill, to get out there and try to, you know, stir up interest in this audit the Fed legislation. And you know what? More and more members of Congress, as a result of letters from the constituents generated by the efforts of the Spotlight. More members signed on to that legislation than it had ever had before. It was precisely because of the efforts of the Spotlight. Predictably, of course, someone tried to sabotage our campaign to audit the Fed. He started writing articles. This was a so-called nationalist. He started writing articles saying that Liberty Lobby really wasn't lobbying on the issue, even though we actually had stuff from the Congressional Record which noted the fact that Liberty Lobby was testifying on Capitol Hill and had a lobbyist over there. But, I mean, again, you know, anytime you try to do something good, someone will try to undo it. But in any case, the effort to sabotage it failed, but needless to say, the legislation died in the subsequent Congresses. But it was reintroduced over a period of several years, and as time went by, there was more and more interest in it. Well, of course, Liberty Lobby was eventually driven out of business. And, well, the good part of all this, folks, is that Ron Paul has introduced this kind of legislation in the current Congress. And I was just surprised to read in American Free Press that there may be as many as 170. Now, that figure could be wrong. Excuse me. There may be as many as 170 members of Congress who have signed on as co-sponsors of the legislation. Now, that number seems a little high, but needless to say, the fact is, you know, there is more and more interest and understanding of what the Federal Reserve is all about. So that's the good thing, and we can only encourage Ron Paul in continuing to do what he's doing vis-a-vis the Federal Reserve. So good for Ron Paul. Okay, I should mention that I received a couple emails. The other evening we had several callers who called in to talk about Alex Jones, and inevitably, you know, I got emails from people who like Alex Jones, one of them saying I was only harming myself by criticizing Alex Jones. Well, you know, I have, as I said, I've had very little critical to say about Alex Jones. But see, people were very, very sensitive to that. You know, my gripe with Alex is that he made some sarcastic, flippant remarks to one of his callers who had said some nice things about my book, Final Judgment. So then after Alex made his flippant remarks, one of his guests, Robert Groden, who oddly enough, well, in any case, Robert Groden went on to proclaim that my thesis was anti-Semitic and it was irresponsible and pointing away from the truth about what really happened to happened to John F. Kennedy. Well, you know, that's the thing. Alex apparently was very, very exercised about the fact that then I commented on this program and evidently got very upset. I mean, I guess you're not allowed to criticize Alex. But you know, there's an old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. You know, I have been ranting and raving publicly and writing on radio in one form or another, in speeches, since about 1981. I think the first story I ever had published, the first story I ever had published in the Spotlight was in 1981. So I've been doing this a long time. I've been hit with every blast in the book from all sides. Sometime I'm going to do what H.L. Mencken did. H.L. Mencken put together this little book called the Mencken Schimpflexicon, in which he collected all the things, negative and positive, that he could find, kind of the choice items that had ever been said about him by a variety of people. And I do recall in one section of the book, Mencken has people calling him a Jew, and in the next section, people calling him a Nazi. Welcome to the club, Mr. Mencken. But in any case, folks, don't be so sensitive. You know, Alex is a big boy. He's very successful in what he does. He is, as he often reminds us, the biggest thing in alternative talk radio. I'd never presume to think that I could ever rival him or overtake him. I do what I do. I do it as well as I can. And I will criticize him just as I will criticize anybody else if I find it necessary. But don't get too upset about it, folks. All right, we're going to the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington at republicbroadcasting.org. I got a good laugh today in the Washington Times, ladies and gentlemen. Turns out that Congressman Steve Israel, Democrat from New York, was planning to run for the United States Senate. Now, if you recall, Hillary Rodham Clinton held that Senate seat in New York. She became Secretary of State, and then there was a big fight as to who would get appointed by the New York governor to the seat. Well, Mr. Israel, who's a congressman from Long Island, he had his eye on that Senate seat, and so did a lot of people. But the governor of New York put in this lady, Kirsten Gillibrand, or some such name, Gillibrand. Anyway, she's up for election. And Steve Israel wanted to run for the seat, but according to this, the president persuaded Representative Israel to pull the plug on his fledgling Senate campaign. Mr. Israel said he agreed to bow out to help provide, quote, a united front for progressive change. Well, some of you regular or maybe longtime listeners know that Steve Israel is an old roommate of mine. When I first started working for Liberty Lobby, we roomed together with another guy in a house here on Capitol Hill. Steve was working for a member of Congress. The other roommate, I think, was actually working for the National Rifle Association. And I was working for Liberty Lobby. And As I always say, Steve Israel is the only member of Congress I've ever blackmailed. He didn't want to return our security deposits. And, well, the other roommate and I gave him an option that he just couldn't refuse. And guess what? We got our security deposits back. But knowing Steve Israel, as I know Steve Israel, and he was a devoted supporter of that foreign entity that bears his last name, and a devoted follower of the Talmud, I can just imagine what Steve Israel is calling President Obama right now. In fact, I first learned the Yiddish term, which is the equivalent of the English language N-word, from Mr. Israel. In fact, as he put it so elegantly and delicately, he said, "We use that term," that is, we Jews, "use that term so that they," that is, black people, "don't know we're talking about them." Absolutely true, ladies and gentlemen. So you can just imagine what Stephen J. Israel is calling the President of the United States right now. Well, in Pennsylvania, former Admiral Joe Sestak, who is now a Democratic member of Congress, he is going to run against Arlen Specter in the Democratic Senate primary. As you know, Specter, he of the famous single bullet theory in the JFK assassination, Mr. Specter jumped out of the Republican Party and into the Democratic Party with the support of his longtime friend and fellow hardline Jewish Zionist, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, and now Admiral Sestak is thinking about running. Well, good luck, Joe Sestak. Kind of neat to see a former military man knock that hardline Zionist out in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary. Excuse me, folks, I'm perpetually congested. Don't do any good for that by smoking cigars. Speaking of cigars, one of our listeners is a cigar dealer, and he sent me some lovely cigars in the past. But he also sent me something very special today in an email, a picture of Jim from Texas. Actually, it's a picture of a whole group of us, our whole group at the No More Wars for Israel conference, where Mark Glenn and I had the pleasure of meeting Jim from Texas, Jim, the late Jim Hart. Kind of interesting in the picture, you can see our friend Ray Goodman, very visible with his distinguished profile on the right. Right there in the middle is Hashem Talawi. And then at the far left, and I don't think Jim was ever on the left in his life, at the left is Jim from Texas. Now, folks, I'll tell you what. If you're curious to see a picture of Jim from Texas, I would be glad to send it to you by email if you just email me and put Jim from Texas in the subject line. And assuming my computer is working right, I'll email it back to you. So you can just send, if you want to email me, I'll give you my email address here. It's Michael Collins Piper, just like it sounds. Michael Collins Piper, 1960, at yahoo.com. Michael Collins Piper, 1960, at yahoo.com. Incidentally, that email is not connected to the website michaelcollinspiper.com. I bring this up because I learned from the webmaster, a very fine gentleman, Bill Fox, who set that up, and Bill's just such a great, hardworking guy. That website is under attack. I don't understand exactly what that means, but I guess what it really means is that there's a bunch of little Hebrew gentlemen sitting over in some computer boiler room over in Tel Aviv trying to ruin that website and scare people away from it. Oh, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, if you'd like to see a picture of Jim from Texas, email me at michaelcollinspiper1960@yahoo.com. michaelcollinspiper1960@yahoo.com. All right, we're going to the break. We have quite a few callers. Try to squeeze in as many as possible. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Piper here. Going to go to the callers as promised. We have, coming from Mark Glenn country, Wes in Idaho. Wes, what's going on?
Hello, Mike.
What's going on up there?
It's nice and warm out there. I just did a 20-mile bicycle ride. Wanted to get to Gaza Zoo before I did. Talking about Alex Point Man Jones, you want to hear him absolutely lose it. I mean, way beyond what Jason Burmis was talking about, jumping in a bathtub and with a toaster would solve a lot of things, his comment there. Go to prothink.org. Mike Delaney, the guy that did 911 missing links.
It will
just confirm what Jeff Rentz has said about the guy. He can lose it. I mean, Mike Delaney called in, and he was a perfect gentleman. And I don't know what transpired before between the two, but Alex just lost it using the F word, using the word punk, just unreal. I'll get it keyed up here one day, but I don't have it right now. If you even want to have it on your show, I'm not sure. You know, it's way beyond what I thought was allowed on radio. But anyway, the Gaza Zoo, I try and share your sympathies for dogs, but I had to call the police around here 6, 8, 10 times, I think, because dogs would come running out at me when I'm struggling up a hill at 5 or 6 miles an hour, trying to bite me, their hair on the back of their back, standing up, foaming, and I have to dismount my bicycle, and I call the police, and finally they did get it taken care of. But I'm trying to find the right button to push for people to realize who these Jewish people are. I mean, the LaVon affair, Rachel Corey, USS Liberty, 911 is not enough. I want all the listeners out there to Google the words Jewish snuff films. The Jews have been caught not just in one country, but twice here in the last 5, 10 years, abducting, kidnapping children, infants as young as 2 years old from orphanages, raping them and killing them on film and selling this film for $20,000. Now, the Jewish leadership had a perfect opportunity to make amends with the world, to make themselves look right. They could have said, we want these people punished to the full extent of the law. They are a poor representation of our people. But no, the Jewish leadership fired the reporters that reported these stories. Once again, you can go to Google the words Jewish snuff films. I had that on Oprah Winfrey's show about 10 years ago. It's on YouTube. She had a woman on there that was testifying right on her Oprah program that she had been involved with ritual murder of infants. And it went back 200 or 300 years in her Jewish family. I have often wondered, where is it when the people draw a line and say, no more of this, we're not going to have it, get out.
There is a video, video about Jewish ritual murder.
I have both of them.
Yeah, it was done by Mark Farrell.
Yes.
Now, Mark's website, honestmediatoday.com, the last time I tried to check it out, it looked as though it were being blocked. Now, I could be wrong about that. I'm going to try to check that right now. But if people want a history of that,
yes,
that subject, and it's a very controversial subject, they can go. And I just checked, honestmediatoday.com is back.
Yeah.
Back online, just like it sounds, honestmediatoday.com. So, yeah, you're right about that. That whole ritual murder and those that whole ugly area of what they call snuff films. And
yes.
Yeah, you can't get away from it. There's a very big Jewish influence there, and you can't blame it on Bohemian Grove or the Teutonic Zionists or the Nazis.
It's part of their religion. They've been doing it for centuries. Dr. Harold Rome says on there that in Vatican II in 1963, the Catholic Church had given sainthood to 50-plus victims of this Jewish ritual murder over the years, over the centuries, and Vatican II, that they were wiped off the books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a whole history there. Wes, listen, I'll tell you what, I appreciate your call, but I got to move on here, try to squeeze in a few more of the callers. We are going east and a little bit south to South Carolina, where we've got Dave. Oh, no, I'm afraid we lost Dave. He's welcome to try back in. In the meantime, we're going to go even further south to Florida. We've got Tony in Florida. Tony.
Hey, Piper.
What's going on?
The Rothschilds. You're one of the few guys, okay, in the past, I'll get to the chase. In the past, you know, you've talked extensively about them. And I remember you saying they don't appear on any lists of the wealthiest people. Okay, like the Forbes list, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Now, if you go to the Financial Times or the Times, what is this thing here? I know you're short on time here. Times Online. Okay. They've got Evelyn and the Jewish from New York City. They've got them at 430 million pounds. And are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you've got Lord Rothschild at 145th, and I assume that's Lord Jacob Rothschild. This is a 2009 list. They've got him at 360 million pounds down over a billion pounds, 1.40 million pounds.
Let me tell you something, Tony. Let me tell you something. It's very interesting. You know, those figures, I don't believe them because of the simple fact that the Rothschilds, going back to like the early years of the 19th century, they were already beyond question the wealthiest family on the face of the planet. So they have got their money hidden in so many places. And I mean, those people, my book, which is, I have a new book coming out. It's entitled The New Babylon, and a large part of it is devoted to the Rothschild family and the history of international Jewish finance and how it all ties in to the Jewish global agenda of seeking a Jewish utopia, which some people call the New World Order. And the figures that we do know about regarding the Rothschild family are staggering.
That's why I called you, because I know you were saying this. I mean, look at Edmund, and I don't know anything about these people, so look, I know you're short on time. Edmund the Rothschild, look at, you've got his picture. Did he finance the Israeli Supreme Court building with the stinking green pyramid in the eye sitting in the rotunda? Okay.
Hell, they have a Rothschild on the Israeli currency.
Yeah. This is all garbage. They've got their stinking money hidden in the Federal Reserve Bank and these other central banks that they own around the world. They're not paying taxes on it, and it's all hidden, and it's in gold. This whole thing's a fraud. That's why I called you. I mean, you know, you said they're not on the list, and I was wondering. I said, yeah,
you know, Tony, I know what you're saying. What I was talking about, I remember I actually did say that, and that's certainly a misstatement. What I was saying was that if you look at like the Forbes list of world global billionaires, you will see Rothschild names on the list, but they have many, many other billionaires placed ahead of the Rothschilds, and suggesting that the Rothschilds are not as wealthy as they really are. That's what I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually remember. At the time, I did say that one time, but I misstated myself there. They do appear on the lists, but like these big financial magazines like Forbes would have you believe that the Rothschilds aren't much richer than any other billionaires, and that there are many, many other billionaires that are far wealthier than them, and that just ain't true. So thank you for calling that error of mine to my attention here on the air, because I certainly do stand corrected on that.
Like I said, who knows what these people, you know? But I mean, there's something really fishy about these people, and I'll let you.
Well, you know what? One day, we're going to take it all away from them, and then we're going to have a jubilee, and it's going to be fun. All right, Tony, thanks for the call. Very much appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. I do remember when I said that. I'm glad he called in. All right. I'm going to see if we have Dave from South Carolina back yet. David, are you there? Haven't gotten Dave back. He must have gotten called away. All right, we do have another David calling from Wisconsin. David from Wisconsin, come aboard.
Hello, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Fine, thanks. In the early years of our republic, the spirit that animated our founding fathers, it was... It was that of genuine Christian men, European Americans, and that was the spirit that set national policy, the spirit of genuine Christianity. Well, I have something here that I found that I think will really appeal to your mind, and it's something that I always had a question about because, hey, I don't want to live under Noahide Zionist law and rule, and I won't. I'll stand up and I'll stand on my feet fighting against that. But I don't want to live under, not Talmudic, but the Muslim extreme, their extreme law, Sharia law. I don't want to live under that either. What I hope happens and pray happens that we restore that genuine Christian spirit here in America by actually deconstructing this this false god that the Zionists have lifted up, and then that creates a vacuum for this Sharia law to kind of fill in the vacuum that will be in place after this fake religion that the Zionists are constructing is deconstructed. But anyway, on this website called Real Zionist News, of Brother Nathaniel Kapner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. On his website, there's an article, and I hope you've already, or you probably have already read it, but maybe not. It's called Hoffman on Holocaustianity, and it's the new sacrilege. I always wondered, why are the Jews, the Zionist Jews and the Zionists that are not Jews, so fanatical about the 6 million number and all that? This article spells it out and really does it well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That particular article, I imagine it's probably by Michael Hoffman.
It is.
Who's a very talented researcher and writer. And there are a lot of, I'm familiar with, although not conversant in, I'm familiar with that story about the motivation behind that number 6 million, and apparently, as I understand it, that the figure six is some sort of mystical number in Judaism, which again, that's very important to point out, because the very fact that there are these mystical elements to Judaism indicates that Judaism is not Christianity.
Yes,
that's at Brother Nathaniel's website. And what is his website again?
It's Real Zionist News, HTTP, www, and all that. Then Real Zionist News, all one word, .com.
RealZionistNews.com,
yeah.
Okay.
But the number six in numerology, and that even goes back to the ancient mystery religions, that's the number of a man. That's the signification of that. So basically they're trying to pull Christ down off the cross and replace it with 6 million Jews as being...
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
thank
in this
you,
article. Yeah,
David,
and it's just a hoax.
Thank you for putting that so correctly and so succinctly.
Well,
that's exactly correct. That is exactly what they're doing. But you obviously have an understanding of that, and I appreciate that. I would recommend that people check out Brother Nathaniel's website. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Okay, we are pleased to announce that Dave from South Carolina is back. Must have been out chasing the dogs.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, they escorted me out whether I wanted to go or not. Shalom, goyim. It's good to speak with you again, Mike.
How you doing, David?
Great. You know, I'm going to look here at my notes, and this is no kidding. Before I even got online with you tonight, or you even came on the air, I was going to send condolences to you. I heard you talking about Mr. Ryota,
mm-hmm.
And I apologize for your loss.
He's a great guy, yeah.
And I have underlined here, and we all mourn the loss of Jim from Texas, underlined, because I just recalled that you had spoken about that a while back, and I had no idea, and I was wondering why the guy had not called in such a long time, but...
That's the story, yep.
Oh, man. Ah, wow, okay. I tell you something, you know, these guys there want to go after Alex Jones and everything, which, you know, he's the biggest turd on the pile and all that. So, but I just got to say that I'm another forlorn former listener, because I got to the point where it became so obnoxious to hear the man talk about himself so often. half the show is devoted to it. You know, okay, that's just, I'll leave it at that. But it's a great show tonight, of course, as usual. But I was going to give a little encouragement to the fact that there is a potential solution going on here. Ron Paul has got a lot of people co-signing with him on an effort right now in the House to audit the Fed.
You know, the very fact you're even talking about it, you know, and the fact that people are willing to put their names on it indicates that there's some movement out there that people are ready to break out of the old barriers, so to speak. Hey, Dave, we are going to the break here in a moment. I want you to hang on if you would.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we are going for our final break. And this is to remind you to patronize RBN's advertisers and also help RBN. Make a donation to this network, folks. Help keep this network in operation. It costs a lot of money to do it. And sadly enough, never enough money is available for what we need to do to build up RBN. So make every donation you can.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper, we're wrapping it up. We've got Dave from South Carolina. Dave, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mike. It's, again, great to speak with you. Yes, sir. I'm looking at my notes here. Okay, and in all the countries of the world, fundamentally, but Western nations in particular, the will of the people matter. A great deal, you know, and in the situation our country is in right now, you know, vox populi, vox dei, of course, is what's going on right now. People are getting very disenchanted and upset because you know, the economy, in just the all these different situations flying at us at one time, and we have the internet to give us an alternative view to things. You know, and I see the revitalization of people, the states actually taking the hold of the 10th Amendment, and there's a lot of people wanting to revitalize the militia movement. There's a great sign of hope.
Yeah, there's motion out there. You know, I guess my not fear, my worry, my concern, whatever you want to call it, is that the motion is not, how can I say this?
Directed in the correct way?
Well, yeah, that it's kind of, I think I've used the term amorphous to describe it.
Yeah.
And as much as, you know, the good thing about Ron Paul was that provided a focus. There was one guy running for office, and people, for a wide variety of reasons, were focusing on Ron Paul, were coming into his movement, you know, and for a variety of reasons. So that's one good thing about a political candidate. Even if the candidate can't win, he provides that leadership totem, so to speak.
He set the precedent in the fact that he set out the pattern that it could be done.
Well, but you know something, I tell you something funny. I mentioned this in an email to our Jewish-born listener Mike, talking about Ron Paul. That I have a suspicion though that Ron Paul's movement became even bigger than Ron Paul expected. You know, by virtue of the fact that some hardcore activists got that money bomb going. If you remember it, it didn't even come out of the Ron Paul leadership.
I was one of them. Oh yeah, I had the signs in my yard. I sent him a little bit what I could. Yeah.
Yeah, so this
and when he when I saw the debates and how he had behaved in the debates and then how they treated him, of course, combination of the two, and the when he come out finally and denounced 9/11 truth, you know, all these other things, just a combination of things. It was just no, I wasn't going to jump on the bandwagon with him no more. I took my signs down and we just ran with the.
I think probably if we ever have a real national leader who emerges, it will probably be from one of the mainstream quote-unquote mainstream politicians, a Democrat or a Republican who's pretty well established and pretty well known, who finally says, enough is enough, no more bullshit, pardon my Yiddish, you know.
Amen.
and he's gonna, and he will start.
No more Huff Schmidt.
What's that?
No more Huff Schmidt.
No more Huff Schmidt, exactly, yeah. And that one of these politicians will finally take his case to the people, and it's going to drive the Jewish overlords of the Federal Reserve System and the media monopoly absolutely crazy, because they're not going to be able to cast this person as some sort of quirky eccentric. When that happens, you know what I predict also? There's going to be other politicians who are going to come out of the woodwork and who are going to say, hey, that's right,
that's
we're
right.
Joining the movement, no more Huff Schmidt.
You hear me, Mike?
Yeah, Dave, I tell you what, I'm not going to be able to hear you in a second because this
email,
is the
buddy.
End of the hour. All right, man. Thanks for calling, Dave. Thanks to the other callers as well. Thanks also to Tony again. Very important call to clarify that matter about our friends, the Rothschilds. All right, folks, do have a good weekend.
With recent internet.